Blackstone Audio presents Celebrating a Christ-Centered Christmas, Seven Traditions to Lead Us Closer to the Savior by Emily Bell Freeman. This book is read by Pam Ward. For Lisa, because you asked, and for Caroline, because you remembered. Believe. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Introduction. December had come. The house was decorated, most of the presents bought, and Megan and I were driving in the car listening to Christmas carols. Strapped into her car seat and bundled up in her winter coat, Megan did her best to sing along. Then, just as one song ended and another began, Megan said one simple sentence that forever changed the way our family celebrates Christmas. "Mom," she began, "I believe in Santa Claus, and you believe in Jesus Christ." It was a moment of epiphany. I thought back over all our holiday preparations and the experiences we had created for our children. We had written letters to Santa, had talked about being good for Santa, and had counted down the days until Santa would come. We had spent the majority of the season teaching our children to believe in the reality of Santa Claus, and because of our efforts, they trusted that he really would come. But suddenly I realized that we had not spent the same amount of time teaching them to believe in the reality of the Savior. I thought over all of the traditions that filled our holiday season and realized that none of them strengthened my children's belief in Jesus Christ. Since that moment, our home has been transformed into a home that believes, not only in the magic of Santa, but also in the reality of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the true reason behind our celebration. The symbols of Christmas that fill our home throughout the holidays include images that are familiar to all of us: evergreen wreaths, stockings hung by the fire, candy canes, and the magical sound of a bell that still rings. But there is one decoration that has become a family favorite. As the season begins, we place a wooden stable in the center of our family room table. It sits empty, waiting patiently for our Christmas celebrations to begin. Over the years, we have added seven nativity traditions to our holiday celebrations. Inspired from each figure in the nativity set, these traditions have deepened the Christmas spirit that fills our home. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we set aside seven specific evenings, one for each figure in the nativity. On that evening, we spend some time learning about the important role that person played in the miracles that surrounded Christ's birth. Then we participate in a simple tradition that reminds us what we can learn from that person's experience. Each of the figures has a story to tell, and each has a lesson to share. Studying their experiences has given our family a greater understanding and a deeper appreciation for the miracles that surround the birth of Christ. At the end of the evening, after the tradition has been completed, one person from our family is chosen to add the figurine we studied to our nativity scene. Week by week, we begin to fill the waiting stable, one figure at a time, until finally the nativity is complete.